Saga Egmont presents The Boy to Beat the Gods by Ashley Thorpe. Read by Faith Alabi.
For the Dreamers.
The Seven Orishas. Eko, the Trickster God. Obatunde, the Sky Father. Onyx, the God of War. Sanjo, the God of Thunder. Sia, Goddess of Water. Oni, the Hunter God. Maya, the Mother of Orishas.
Chapter 1. The Great Baobab Tree. At the farthest end of the village, before the Sia River that split the land, a lone baobab tree stood. The tree was older than any village, and as tall as any clouds. Its fruit never fell from the branches, and was said to have nourished the fearsome Orishas in their infancy. Kaede's focus was the ripe brown fruit on these far-off branches, rather than the mischievous goats he was meant to be tending. The village elders had made it abundantly clear that the fruit was forbidden and belonged to the Orishas alone. In fact, they tried to drum it into him every time he was caught climbing the great tree. But Kaede's dream of eating a fruit and becoming godlike himself had never faded. Apart from five other young goat herds, there was hardly a soul in the plains surrounding the baobab tree. The sun had scorched the earth, and the wilting grass thirstily awaited the next rains. This meant that there was no long grass for a disobedient boy to hide in. It was lucky for Kaede, then, that the tree's guardian, Elder Moyo, was sound asleep in its shade. Kaede stared at the hefty rain stick in the crook of the elder's arm and felt a bead of sweat roll down his neck. His bottom was still sore from the last time he'd attempted the climb, but met Moyo's wrath instead. Nonetheless, he pointed the hand that wasn't shaking up towards the treetop.
"Sisters and brothers, what day is today?"
Kaede asked of anyone who would listen.
"Today is time you kept a close watch over your head on the ground instead of on those branches in the sky,"
called Akufo, a herder who was much closer to being a man than he was.
"Unless you're just that eager to feel the rain stick whack your backside again. If Elder Moyo ever wakes up."
Another of the goat herds laughed.
"Perhaps it is your lucky day after all, baby Kaede."
Kaede would have scowled at being called a baby, had he not mistakenly taken the words as encouragement.
"Today is the day that I taste the fruit of the gods," he said determinedly.
Ignoring the laughter and head shaking that followed, Kaede puffed his chest out like a dwarf frog. He turned to his younger sister, Temitope, who he'd bribed with a sizable portion of sweet, crunchy kokoro, on condition that she helped him out in the plains. She stared up at him with hope as much as admiration. Kaede hugged her and removed the horn that hung from his waistband.
"You're my eyes and ears, Temi. Blow this horn if Elder Moyo stirs, so that I have enough warning. When I reach the high branches, you'll be the first to share the fruit of the gods with me."
"Do you promise?" said Temi.
"Of course," Kaede grinned. "And a promise between brother and sister is stronger than the sun."
Temi scratched at her shaven head.
"But what about when you tried to climb yesterday and two nights before?"
"Never mind about that," muttered Kaede. "There's no greater reward than achieving that which seems impossible. It's as the elders say. Sometimes we have to fail in order to learn."